This recording, Belize 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and much more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. She warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, actually, I never grew up in a Belize city. I grew up 10 miles outside the city. There's an area called Belize Rural Central is the area. And it's between Belize City and Belmopan, which is the capital. I grew up in what we used to call, fondly call the bush, because where we were living, you never had anybody within earshot, like several yards or miles down the road for the nearest neighbor and so on. That has changed because we moved there when I'm a 2, and that was like 1978. But my childhood was extremely happy. I had a lot of pets. I had a lot of horses, dogs, even a pet crocodile. I used to spend a lot of I was a quintessential tomboy. Couldn't get me into a dress for nothing. I think the first time I'm wearing a dress willingly, I'm like 21 or something, you know. So I used to run around barefoot a lot. Used to have to run from my papa when he drive down the road, because he used to say, you know, as a girl, that never nice and not very ladylike, and then your foot bottom will get hard, and then you might rock, step on a snake and get bite and all kind of thing. But I just used to do what I used to want to do. So our house made extremely happy. We never do much in the city after hours, so it was a nice, clean growing up, kind of innocent. And I think we get our TV until, I can't remember, the 90s. And even then, we never have cable. We still not got cable at my house. We never really get internet like that neither. So it was quite quiet. So it was just like books and bush and animals and so on. So it's quite nice. And then I did all my schooling in Belize up to, sixth form, which are like junior college, American standards. And then for the first time I got, when I'm in 19, to medical school. And then... that's it.